Riddle Tourniquet, Episode 3.
Mr. Roxdale, what's a god? Best way I know how to say it, a force of nature with opinions. If you listen to them, they're very clear with what they want. Don't try to become one. Denied. They're really territorial. And don't try to reason with them. They don't understand this world like we do. Bless them, they've got their own agendas. But what about spirits? Daemons? Entities? The deities put up with them provided they don't step on anyone's turf. So tell me this. What if you could put them together like gears in a celestial machine?
I'm going to stop you there. I don't trust spirits any more than I trust a wolf to stay food motivated. They're unpredictable.
Oh, we thought that too, but the only alternative we had were artifacts.
Yes, and you can't create them. The Jinn Cabal have been working on making one for generations. I cut their VC funding last year. I was sick of waiting.
We don't want to create any more artifacts. The ones we got do plenty. Besides, making more would devalue those you keep in your vault.
We are not discussing my vault. Is that clear? I have many clients who keep their prized artifacts with me. Anything that involves them is off the table.
Absolutely.
100%. Now, our tech could be used in security applications, but that is up to the client.
If you're implying I have a security problem, granted, yes, the anarchists made it disturbingly far into the compound a few months ago, trying for the Deus Tristero again, probably.
We're very glad you wanted to meet with us, whatever the reason.
Yeah, and while we're being candid, the next phase of our research requires substantial funding. And you're not the only interested party, Mr. Roxdale.
And yet you came to me first.
Of all the VCs, you seem the most motivated to see our product.
Very well. I want an actual physical door that will let me through and no one else. Something unreliant on biometrics. We can expand from there.
That's fantastic! As a sample, we brought the exact opposite. Please, grip the handle of the drawer in this box and open it.
Security, watch them. All right, here I go. Arrgh! My wrist is stuck to the table!
It sure is.
How?
Well, you've attracted the attention of a demon we've nicknamed Lockington.
Release me.
Just a moment.
And you can do that again.
Oh, yes. Lockington is absolutely single-minded.
How?
Spirits have vices, too. In that box, our tech emits a frequency absurdly pleasurable to the spirit. And the spirit finds it threatening when anybody but Annette and I approaches its box.
A spirit addict. Impressive. How long have you been working with this spirit?
3 weeks. We suspect it'll lose efficiency after a month or so, and you'll need to swap it out.
If I fund you, I want full specifications on how to train these spirits. I want to sell these replacement spirits, not you. Is that clear?
I wouldn't be much of a bargainer if I said yes.
You don't want my money. You've wasted my very expensive time.
Mr. Roxdale, we are not looking to make these publicly available. You'd be paying us to become an exclusive customer.
Would you make the same offer to other investors?
Gracious, no. We'd have to sell to multiple clients to make up for what you'd pay us.
Mr. Roxdale, either you become our client, or your friends do.
I should have expected nothing less from the Mammons.
Nonsense! I'm sure the Dianites will catch up to our technology in a decade or so.
I'll have to discuss this with my legal team and... Hold on, I have to check this. This report says there are more badges on the compound than the ones we made for you and your team. Security! What did you do?
I am offended. I wouldn't want to interrupt my own negotiations.
any one of your people might have leaked the ethereal imprints on our badges to blame us.
My staff are well vetted and well compensated.
Yeah, about that. Some might not be sufficiently grateful for the opportunities you've given them. You know the sort of people you attract, Mr. Roxdale? Ordinary folks happy to draw a paycheck and go home after 8 hours? Nah, you get folks hungry to rise to your approval. When did you give out your last promotion?
Son of a beehive. How did you get this number?
Mr. Roxdale, I'm really glad you finally noticed us on your property, because your staff sure didn't.
Ed Astra, how do you say die in a fire, an anarchist?
How's it going yourself? I'm not going to waste either of our time. We're working on getting to your vault again, like the last time you caught us. Now, you could come at us and hope we don't break inside soon to loot the place. Or you could give us Jenny and the Mammons. We've been watching them a while now. They're a slippery bunch.
They're yours. I don't like the deal they offered me.
And frick you too.
Or their insinuations about my staff.
Whoa now, I am an independent contractor here.
Noted. Ed, I'll meet you at the front gates.
Sorry, bud. No easy executions for you today. We're in the vault's compound. Bring them over here before we get past the gate to your goodies.
You're not getting in my vault.
Whatever we get doesn't have to be in the vault. How about we broadcast the details about how we got in here in the first place? Sure would be a shame if anything happened to us.
I'll send them over.
I appreciate your time, and your interest in avoiding a scandal.
Jennifer, you like doing business with me. If you survive this, I hope you plan on giving me a little more respect in the future.
You aren't the least bit curious about our process?
I'll buy it from whoever you sell it to. Security, escort them to the vault headquarters.
You don't mind if we bring the box with us?
Oh, that's a lovely idea too. Security, please bring my new box along. Put it with the other treasures to be analyzed and transferred to the vault.
Trinkets for the trinket pile, Mr. Roxdale? I bet you don't even know how your own vault works.
All right, security, we're going. We know the way.
As I live and breathe, Mammons.
Ed, it's been forever.
I want to reiterate, I am an independent contractor worth nothing to nobody.
Of course. Hey, security, mind if I have a few moments with the hostages? And by that I mean get out. Right now. You can leave us the box, too. Did you get Roxdale's biometrics?
The box got it all. Everything you need.
Fantastic! Okay, crew, secure the Mammons.
Wait a minute.
No ifs, ands, or buts, capitalist hogs. Your god requires you to sell us out to the highest buck. We're just being reasonable here.
Rude! Last I checked, there's no getting out of here without some leverage from the vaults, and biometrics only get you to the vault door.
Oh, I trust you'll get us in the vault. You just don't need your freedom to fetch us the Deus Tristero and whatever else is in there.
Ah, that's the aroma of someone without a backup plan.
Hands behind your backs. Thank you. And thanks for the biometrics. Right, the gate to the vault door only opens for Roxdale. So let's get these sensors thinking I'm him.
Excellent projection equipment, Ed. If I didn't have eyes, I'd say you were the real thing.
You're positive you want to be Roxdale.
I'm positive about a lot of things. Well, the gate sensors liked me. Hey, look at that lovely vault door.
Oh, and the lovely box that security left behind.
Ah! Get me off the wall! I'm stuck!
Ed, I wanted to keep our deal, but now you've gone and blown it.
And your wrist strap game is really lacking.
Mammon crew, bind the anarchists properly.
And how exactly is your box doing this?
Lockington?
It's an artifact, not a spirit. identifies the biometrics of a person and locks them the heck down. Actually, it'll do the same to multiple people if they all look like the same person.
Rocksdale would have seen through that.
But you didn't, which is why we brought you in. Also, to access the vault. We've had such bad luck with our infiltrations.
We have 3 minutes before security raids us.
Well, Ed, will you keep the door propped open for us? Thank you, Ed.
Last time we'll ever work with you.
Oh, such promises. The vault door! Let's break in.
On it.
Man and crew, get out the oxygen canisters. Rocksdale might flood us with gas in here.
I can give you some tips on using those.
I bet.
Nothing unexpected here. He even keeps his software up to date. And we're in.
Fantastic work.
Of course. Oh, I'm going to help myself to a little extra in there.
I'm not telling Clyde. Go for it. Heck, you better not look my way either.
Jenny!
What the heck?
Hold on! Oh, God!
Medic, show her your bag! Hang on to something!
Easy for me.
It was space!
Looked like the upper atmosphere.
She's out in space! How? We're on Earth! You can't do that!
How's Annette doing out there?
Shut up! Okay, she's got oxygen canisters. Somebody get a message to Clyde! Priority! I don't care who hears it!
Hey! My hands are free.
I will not warn you again. Come on, come on.
I think I can handle that for you.
What was that? In the vault?
I was very clear. You cannot get in my vault.
I believed you, if it's any consolation.
Where is Annette? Where does that open to?
On the floor, all of you. Let's see how much each of you are worth.
So, Jenny, you're fired.
That all?
With no hope of rehiring.
Okay.
And we're going to release a statement about your actions to all the cabals.
Fine.
And we're taking your favorite candy away.
Great.
I don't think you're really listening to me.
I am.
You're worrying about Annette.
Space sucks.
Upper atmosphere.
Stop it. Don't make this any worse.
I'm not here to do any emotional labor for you. I'm simply asking for you to get your things and leave the cabal. We can talk about it if you want.
I have nothing to say.
I get it. You love her.
I should have known.
Well, that would have been nice.
I know.
Well, you certainly won't be forgotten. This is probably the most damage anyone's done to our organization.
Don't try to make me feel better.
You're welcome. You want pain? Okay. No other cabal will hire you after this.
Stop pretending that twisting the knife will help.
It wasn't your fault.
Bite me.
Jenny, I hate your guts. You've destroyed at least 3 major operations I've been working on for years. I heard the news, and I was so mad I had to spend the night in a hotel. But I made the call to ransom you.
To save face in the company. Who'd work with you if they didn't think you'd pay their ransom?
Yes, and because I owe you. You've given the Cabal so much. You personally have brought me more artifacts than anyone. You were unlucky. No one had ever been in that vault. We didn't know it was a dead end.
I hope my career's worth knowing that.
Maybe someday we'll get a drink together.
Yeah. I still know where you live. Maybe you'll have to move.
Wouldn't be the first time. You know, I've never been to space before.
Stop it.
You saw Earth like so few people have.
It wasn't a priority at the time.
You're right. Like right now, your life's just been decided for you, and it's not a priority. You were a mammon. Be selfish for once in your life. I just took your career and connections away. Tell me off.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Was that so hard?
I hope you have a good replacement for me.
Well, you know I don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I'm glad you fired me. I'm gonna need a lot of time to think about this.
Well, wouldn't have it any different. Any last words?
When will I hear about her?
Nothing about ruining the day I doubted you and cast you out?
Lay off it.
Fine. Shall we leave?
I know the way out. I'll miss this.
Yeah, I'll have to replace your pictures on the Employee of the Year wall.
You're good people, Clyde. Hey, those are Aradia's pot shards in that case, right?
Yes? What do you think you're doing?
Getting my frickin' severance.
Look, we'll be deducting that from your actual money severance.
Oh, wow. You're pretending this is a real business and not a fetch service for whatever Mammon wants today?
Great. Fine. You know, Mammon doesn't want you.
For someone who doesn't want me, he says that an awful lot.
Okay, take it. Let it blow up in your face for all I care.
Hello, Clyde. I'm back. Thank you for the ride.
Annette, you're okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm ready to give a full report.
Let's head for my office.
Hey, how did they get you? Frick.
Do you need an escort to your car?
Piss off.
Security, let her go. She can keep the cup. Whatever it does.
This godling. Hunger. Whatever. It would be a fantastic weapon if we could harness it. So what do you think? You want in? Was that from you or Aradia?
Okay. I spent most of today with my memory gone and being someone I'm not. I don't care what you or Aradia think. I want it dead.
I know you've been through a lot.
End of discussion.
Killing a god is no easy task.
Banished then. Dead preferably.
Good luck. Don't ask me how to do it.
Wasn't planning to.
Have you considered banishing Aradia? You know, you bound her to something from the trash, right?
To my eye.
Oh, well, that bites.
I doubt she'd let me anyway.
You want help? You gave up your eye for me.
I did? When?
You don't remember?
I don't.
You must have given that memory up to bind Aradia to your eye.
Enlighten me.
You had glaucoma. Bad. You started canceling our dates.
I remember.
You called me one night and said you'd had enough. You wanted to see me again. You said you were getting your eye replaced so we could be together again. You were so sappy. It was magical.
We were young.
That we were.
And that's not who I am now. I just went through the worst thing that's ever happened to me, so forgive me if I'm not feeling the romance right now.
Noted.
Especially not after I thought I'd lost you, and then you slapped me in the face first thing when you got back.
You can't imagine what it was like. Falling with only an oxygen canister in your arms, freezing and burning.
I threw you that canister.
It was your mission, You should have either researched it better or prepared for that contingency.
An actual portal? You think Clyde would have signed off on the mission if I'd come in spouting nonsense like that?
We knew one existed.
We had no idea that it was there. And the whole compound being a trap? What sense does that make? How can you blame me for that?
I was in shock. I was in the process of dying, and I was not ready. I had trusted you, and there was nothing I could do. So it was easy to hate you.
I wanted to help you.
I know you did. Clyde told me everything. Rocksdale made the call, and Clyde sent out a plane with a very good medical team. He said you offered Rocksdale a lot to call.
Wouldn't you?
Of course.
I was so happy to see you after that. You have no idea how much it killed me that you might be lost. If we were over, you should have avoided me before I left Clyde and the Mammons.
I lied to you about being out. Well, I am, sort of. Fewer clients want me. It's a long story.
I really don't care.
If you say so. But we've been through the same fire together. That's not nothing.
I know.
You seemed like you hated me for ditching you after the mission.
I had a lot going on.
Yeah, but time makes us stupid. So I came back.
For an opportunity.
And you didn't summon Aradia for the same reason? How's she doing in there, by the way?
I don't know. Probably stewing. If I was her, I wouldn't like me either.
Oh, being in and out of existence probably gives you a good perspective. I think the gods like us because we're more interesting than the cosmos. And we're only around for a little while.
I want to talk to her. I've tried it.
You can't demand someone's time, especially if you feel they're very important.
Clyde did.
And look what happened to him. Eaten.
You really know how to make me feel better.
That part of me hasn't changed. Much.
I hate you.
I appreciate that you care.
You're still gonna do it. You're going for that godling.
Please calm down.
So who is it? Who are you chasing? Who do you want? Me or Hunger?
I've already lost you. Hunger it is.
I'll stop you.
No, you won't.
I will destroy it before it serves you.
It's already destroyed you. I know you'll try, though. I wish you luck.
I know it better.
You know it too well. You have history with it. I don't care what it's done. Goodbye.
Frick! I need a burner phone. Okay, burner's all set. Hello, Ed?
No. I don't want to hear it.
You didn't block me.
I enjoyed your stream. I especially enjoyed the call out. You do care.
It's not a social call.
So I should hang up now. Because the last time you called me, I got the snot beat out of me. And my people had to take out loans I'm still paying off. Maybe nobody told you, but anarchists aren't exactly rolling in cash.
I am not sorry I did that mission with you. I had no idea the vault opened to space.
No, but you got a nice bailout. I've seen your place.
Does everybody just know where I live?
Yeah, but you're not important anymore.
Now I know you think you're hurting me, but I have to tell you, I've been through something I wouldn't wish on you. We've got a problem.
Must be pretty bad if you're calling me.
You're the last person I would ever call. I've got no one else to go to.
That's a you problem.
I would go to the Mammons, except it ate every one of them in this state.
Eight?
Yep.
everyone.
Wow.
I do not trust anyone else with this job but you.
Flattery will only get you to first base with me.
Look, every cabal is going to want a piece of this thing. You're the only person who would want to destroy it.
What is it? What exactly do you mean, eight?
It's... We're calling it hunger. We think it's a young god, barely a day or so old. It is massively stupid and incredibly powerful. I think it heard conservative news on the radio and assumed all people were like that.
It ain't that wrong.
It transmogrified a whole town into something from the 50s. It convinced them they would be chosen if they queer-bashed someone. It gave me amnesia and detransitioned me. I want it dead, and if you saw it, so would you.
Why is this not the hottest thing on the Cabal networks?
It only showed up yesterday. The only people who know about it are me, Annette, and Clyde. And it ate Clyde!
And why not you?
Because I have a Radia bound to my eye.
Holy. Did she have something to do with this?
Absolutely.
And what'd she say when you asked her to get rid of hunger?
I think she wants it fed. I don't know why, but I can guess.
So you can't stop it?
Not alone.
What evidence do you have for this?
I'm sending you some videos, news reports. They're local, for now.
Okay. I'm not seeing anything in here about a new godling.
It spoke on the phone when I was in its domain.
What did it say?
The whole thing was kinda a dream. It wants to eat, but it can't just devour anyone. They have to want to be eaten.
Can you clarify what eating entails?
It opens its mouth somewhere, and people walk into it. Heck, they run! And they vanish, with nothing left of them. No clothes, nothing.
Do you know why I agreed to join that Rocksdale mission with you?
Artifacts from the world's richest idiots?
The Deus Tristero. I wanted the nuclear option. The god muzzle. To have every god in existence to fear that I would shut them up as near to permanent as we can. You planned to screw me over. I still had the chance for it. And believe it or not, I think I was right. We were close. It's just that these folks have everything better than us.
Hunger could become one of their toys.
You're missing the point. You're probably partially lying to me every time we've talked. So whether or not you're telling me the truth, I want something out of this.
I have nothing. I have no connections.
You say that, but come on. This could be another op. You folks spend years on these ops, sometimes generations. I just want a free world where I get to sleep with whomever I want, consensually. Where capitalism is raised to the earth and salted along with racism, sexism, transphobia, you name it. Why am I talking to you? What do I get out of this, even if it goes to crap?
I'm not falling for that, and neither are you.
I don't want what's best for the world's people?
No. That you want something at all, just like every industrialist in Cabal. You despise that about us. You think of yourself as selfless. You do things because you think they're right. You may be a self-centered prick, but you want me to believe you're helping the world? I'm calling you to feed that fantasy. You want to save the world? Nip hunger in the bud before it gets any larger. It's going to keep eating. It's going to gravitate towards population centers. It doesn't discriminate, and it brings out the worst in people. I don't even know what it gets from eating folks.
You want me to clean up your mess.
I'm going to keep sending you every news report I find of mass disappearances. You can decide when you want to do something about them.
The world has a lot of problems right now.
And you don't see anyone else working on them. I hear you. But Annette's going to wind up controlling this thing. You want to see a pawn turn into a queen in real time?
I've got a history of checkmates.
I sure hope so. This better not be the last time we speak. Goodbye.
Mammon trash.
Pleasure to be working with you again.
How do we stop it?
I don't know.
But if Aradia created it, it's gotta be brittle.
I want to see it.
Okay.
I want to go inside it. I want to see what it can do.
I really don't recommend that.
That's why you'll be with me. You want my help? Ensure my safety.
I don't know if I can do that. I couldn't before.
I go in, and I come out. That's the deal. If I'm gonna learn this thing's MO, I experience it firsthand. I've been on every hallucinogen known to medical science. I've lost myself and come back again. All you do is make sure I'm not eaten. If you can't manage that, nothing we can do against it anyway.
You're asking a lot.
Can I run a drone in?
Aradia barely had my phone working in there.
Swell. Then I go in, or I don't waste your time. Or mine.
I want to say yes.
What's stopping you?
You know who.
Sounds like you two need to have a conversation.
It doesn't work like that.
Maybe you haven't said anything worth replying to.
Lovely. I never thought of that one. Go you.
Call me back when you get your answer.
I'll call you every name in the book, you gun-loving anti-fascist hypocrite. Aradia, maybe I don't have to kill it. But I've gotta stop it. I don't know how many of those people were bigots before hunger got its hooks in them. I know it's a baby, but I also know you're not teaching it to grow. Nobody is. You're stuck with me. You've got this feral child running through the country, and you think it's gonna grow a conscience? Do you think it'll mature, somehow gobbling everyone up it can get its hands on? I don't know how you see hunger, but you care for it. I'm mad at it. It abused me. It hurt me in ways that you, a god, cannot understand. But I also do not want it to become a weapon. We're mature adults here. We understand we don't always get what we want. So let's get something. I'm going to call Ed back. If you don't want his help, stop me.
Hey, thanks for the call back.
I didn't. I let the phone sit in my hand. I didn't touch it. Aradia and I are good.
All right then. Where should I meet you?
It depends. Hey Aradia, where's the next showdown? Slap it on my phone.
Riddle Tourniquet, Episode 3, was written, directed, and edited by Alicia E. Gorenson and performed by the Not Ready for OPSEC Players. Starring Soleil Golden as Jenny, Sarah Frost as Annette, Ed Astra as himself, Roel Fizzlebeef as Clyde, and Robert Sangria Douglas as Roxdale. The show's theme was composed by Bitblush, and the show's artwork is by Charles Schneeflock Snow. The script reviewers included Michael McAfee, Salem Starship, and Space Wastrel. For more information about the show, see our website, brittletq.com. Thank you for listening. Please continue fighting for trans rights.